This was a private launch, but the development of the Falcon 9 rocket was funded in part by NASA. The agency put up $300 million. Are rockets to the space station likely to be profitable? We're going to ask aerospace reporter Andy Pastor of the Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program once again.
Nice to be with you.
And first of all, is there enough paid cargo on that Falcon 9 to pay for the cost of the flight?
Oh, absolutely not. They're taking up about 1,000 pounds of non-crucial provisions and some clothing for the astronauts. So this is a test flight, and so far it's gone remarkably well. And if it works, it'll be the first time that a privately funded and operated spacecraft will be able to actually link up with the space station.
And do the customers exist now to make a business plan work for sending things up to the space station?
Well, this has been the big question for many years, and I don't think that this launch answers it really to any great extent. Space Exploration Technologies Corp. and others are betting that there's enough NASA business in the next, let's say, 10 years to provide cargo to the space station and to take astronauts to the space station so that they will be able to make a business out of it. But of course, it depends on how many companies are competing for that business. And down the road, the hope is that there will be other commercial customers able to use these rockets. The one thing that SpaceX has working in its favor is that it already has about $1 billion worth of private contracts with satellite operators to launch their satellites. That's a legitimate, long-standing, established business. And if they can make that work, that's certainly a profitable area for them.
Back in 2005, Elon Musk told Space.com that a flight of the Falcon 9 would be priced between $27 million and $35 million. The SpaceX website now cites a price of $54 million. Do you know, am I comparing space-age apples and oranges, or has the price of passage into orbit doubled since those early estimates?
I think space engineers like to say that a 2 or 3 year delay in a space project is almost being on time. And based on the history of space projects, mostly government space projects, doubling in price for a specific project is almost coming in on target.
Is it evident to you, though, that SpaceX does this cheaper than the government would do it, and that it has some secretive production that that makes it much more efficient?
I don't think there's any doubt about the fact that they have done what they have accomplished at a tiny fraction of what it would have cost under traditional NASA contracts. The secret, they would say, is that they don't have excessive government oversight, that they can actually build prototypes and do the work the way that they want to do it without a lot of essentially double-checking and triple-checking. The big dilemma for them is, can they turn themselves from a sort of a boutique space development firm into essentially a production house where they'll turn out rockets and spacecraft at much larger volumes? It's not clear at this point that they're going to be able to do that at anywhere near the cost that they've projected.
Well, I mean, so far, Andy Pastor, in terms of a business, does it check out, or is it in effect being carried by NASA contracts at this stage?
I think at this point it's heavily dependent on NASA contracts and will continue to be for many, many years.
Thank you. Thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure, certainly.
Andy Pastor covers aerospace for the Wall Street Journal.